Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. Hey, Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Marcus Medak from the New Loan. Captain Marcus is here. Oh, my gosh. What an incredible trip he just came off of. And it's like, I mean, if you were waiting for good fishing, now is the time.
Or if you decided you got your few trips in and that's what you do, like make other plans, man. Go right now.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, it's good fishing for sure. So we have a great trip, a great time, another hour here for you, and a great prize.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. If you want to join us in the second hour, we want to hear from you. Again, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach Let's Talk Hookup this morning. That's your chance to talk to Captain Marcus, and it's your opportunity to win that great prize, like Pete had mentioned. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on the new Loan on an overnight trip on this upcoming season. A great prize and a great time. Been a very busy morning. But we do have a shot open right now. The phones were packed for the full first hour of the show, but we have one line open. Again, 833-288-0973. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report, which today, the letfishdope.com report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at the San Diego Marine Exchange.
Yeah, indeed. And special guest here from FishDope.com, filling in for Mark Wish, who's on a much-deserved vacation, the one and only Danny Lynch from FishDope.com. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Well, tell us, what's going on? Oh, wait, we're talking, fishing's good, huh?
Well, yeah, first I wanted to say hi to you guys and Marcus and his relief skipper, Adam. Oh, my God, they're idols to me.
I think this year I've actually been the relief guy. But...
That's a pretty serious combo.
Mark's in Hawaii. Jesus. Somebody's got to, you know.
Yeah, he much deserved vacation, for sure.
But he certainly caught a bluefin before I've seen him.
So I'm going to do a little report here, and hopefully I don't mess this up. But Santa Barbara Island's got some yellows. They're nice quality, 15, 20-pound, 25-pound grade. They're biting the sardine. Not a lot of them biting there, but, you know, it's getting to be that time of year. I think if you drag a tank of squid over there, which Nacho has, and there's squid on the backside of Catalina, that might be just a ticket, you know. There's nice quality yellows backside middle Catalina. Farnsworth's got some in China, Salta Verde, that area there. That's also where the squid is. There's no squid boats there selling bait. You got to jig your own. And the last I talked to them, the stuff's not floating. You got to jig it up yourself. But I guess the best deal would just be to buy it from Nacho. San Clemente Island's got some yellows on the 9, and there's squid there on the 9 as well. Cortez has got good numbers of yellows, southeast corner. Nobody's going there, though, with that hot tuna bite down below. Let me see. Swordfish. Anybody like deep dropping for swords? East end of Catalina. I've seen a few this week. 9 Mile Bank, U.S. Waters, seen a few. That's brutal stuff. I don't know if I'd ever want to do it.
900 feet.
A lot of patience.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're 900 feet deep, and then you hook a sword. Oh, Jesus.
Indeed.
Getting to the tuna fishing, there's still some yellowfin off the east end of Catalina. Not many people chasing them, but they're definitely still there. We had a contact yesterday, hook a half dozen of them on trolled cedar plugs. I mean, geez, it's November.
Yeah,
that's awesome. How cool, Danny.
Hey, I'll tell you what. A local guy right there where my office is next to Fisherman's Landing was on the outside of the 9 Mile Bank, found a kelp paddy, caught a rat yellowtail, turned into wide open 15 to 20 pound yellowfin tuna.
Oh, get out of here.
On I believe it was Wednesday.
Great.
I'm not surprised. On the way out this last trip, we left midday, and I saw three different pretty good sized schools at, you know, there was a lot of skipjack on top, it looked like, but we drove over one of them. It looked like it was tuna, and it was right there. So,
yeah, that's cool.
That's kind of where I was.
Or something. Yeah, it wasn't far. It looked like
the real deal.
Looked like
right
small
there.
Tuna.
Yeah, so what did I steal your thunder, Danny?
No, well, I was kind of skipping to that next year. to avoid the fleet, you know, private boaters, you don't need to run down there and park in the middle of all those big sport boats, you know.
Yeah, but it's easier.
There is plenty of fish scattered along the border on both sides out towards the Clemente buoy. Guys have, you know, the sport boats have kind of abandoned that area, but we had two guys yesterday find wide open yellowfin tuna fishing just on either side of the border near the Clemente buoy. So, I mean, that stuff's still there. And then, of course, you know, I'm not going to give away where the fleet is, but they're definitely, this morning, they're all on fish. You heard Pritchard this morning. He's not alone. He's there with 20 other guys in there. They're pretty much all of them sitting in stops right now. So.
Wow.
That's great. Wow. What a report, man.
And Danny is the guy. Fishdope.com. You pay the money, you get Danny, and he'll give you the spuff and tell you where it is. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com. It's an absolute must to have if you're going fishing. Keep track of what's going on year-round. It's a great deal. Danny, appreciate that very much, and thanks for filling in for Mark, and keep up the great work with Fishdope.com.
Great job, Danny.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Now let's head on down to San Diego, over to Mission Bay and C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good morning. Well, it had to happen at some point. It had to be a little hiccup in that full-day fishing. Guess we couldn't catch tuna every day for the whole year. So a little slow down there, but they're back at it. I mean, little bit of switch. I went to the islands, took a look around there, caught a load of yellowtail, a little bit of other stuff there, but they are back offshore today. Sounds like there's a shot at some tuna again on those full days there. So keep your eyes peeled for that one, see what kind of report they give. They may be right back at it, but overall, still great fishing. Half day. This has really been some of the most consistent half day fishing we've probably ever seen there. I mean, yes, it's rockfish and other bottom fish, but every day they're just catching fish, they're going out there catching great fish. Perfect trip if you just want to take someone out there to get a taste of what fishing's like, catch some rockfish. If you want to go out there and get some fish for fish tacos or, you know, family barbecue, whatever. I mean, beautiful weather. It's a great boat, great time out there. So definitely check out those half days. Full days, like I said, for the next couple days here, going back offshore, taking a look around. And like I said, as long as there's fish, as long as you guys are interested in going, we're going to keep running those trips as long as we can there. And the overnights, those 1.5 days to 2 days longer trips, still very good fishing on there. Still seeing a lot of yellowfin on there, a lot of bluefin, some big bluefin in there. Even those yellowfin, I mean, those are kind of ranging from 15 to 50 pounds. There was a lot of those in that 20 to 30-pound range. So a lot of great fishing. Definitely check the website for those because we've got a pretty wide variety of trip schedule right now. We have some 1 days, some 1.5 days. We have those reverse trips, the 2-day trips leaving in the morning, some of those 3/4-day trips leaving in the morning. So you definitely need to look at that schedule because you're going to have a lot of options. C4thLanding.com. Full schedule's up there for all of those. The half days, the full days, all those overnight and longers. You can make your reservations right online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can come down, visit us in person, go to the restaurant next door, put in your petition for the new Rock Cutter Rick breakfast burrito, and then head over to the tackle shop and get some tackle and get out there, back out there fishing, because it's not quite time to put away your gear yet.
I like it, Marcos. Well, certainly some great fishing to be had, and good call on rolling into the tackle store, too, there. It's a, you know, you can't neglect it. There's a lot more bigger fish than there was all year, so very important to have your gear dialed in. Marcos, great report, as always. Glad to hear there's still good fishing going on at Seaforth, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Appreciate that.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report for the time being. And again, it's sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer is the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD, the heavy duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available in a solid ring or with a standard hook. You can get it at selected tackle stores right now. Get it and be ready to be bit.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Sounds good. Why don't we jump back into them and talk to John. John's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, good morning. There's been every question imaginable asked already, so I thought I'd change gears and ask Marcus how the lobster fishing's been for the commercial guys.
All right. Well, you know, honestly, like I mentioned earlier, I've sort of been on the disabled list, so I'm not a very good check with that. I'm sort of half-heartedly dabbling with it, but I didn't want to take the risk of diving in whole hog this year because I just couldn't be on my feet all day like that.
You broke your leg, right?
Yeah, okay. I shattered my leg finishing up boat work this year, so I got kind of screwed up. The fishing has been pretty good. From a commercial standpoint, the trade war hasn't been very good for the economic side of it. But the fishing overall, I think there's less pressure is part of it. But, you know, there's lobsters.
Yeah.
You know, I go out a few times a week and we catch some.
Yeah. Perfect. Good. That's it. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Javi in Sacramento is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, fellas. I have a two-part question. If you had to choose, what would you say the best month and moon phase to go down there on a trip?
What month is it right now?
You know what? The last 3 years, I'd say November. But, you know, if you looked over the last 20 years, you'd never hear... You know,
yeah,
that wouldn't have been the
mentioned.
Case. So I don't know. It's whenever they're biting. That is such a difficult question. I mean, historically, we always said that our most consistent fishing was July through September. But the last few years have really sort of thrown a monkey wrench into that thing. It has been consistent here lately that we have had our best fishing in October and November. Even
for 3 years.
For 3 years now.
Yeah.
So that's a tricky one. As far as moon phase, I do like going into the full moon and the new moon. I have a little bit less confidence after the peak of the moon phase, you know, a few days after the full moon or a few days after the new. I've had a lot of good fishing during those times,
sure.
But for some reason it seems, you know, one of these years I need to do a statistical analysis and see
yeah.
if we're just talking ourselves into this or if there's really something to it. But it does seem a little bit more consistent on those few days going into the moon phase. I don't know if it's the extra water movement or the change in light or whatever, but...
And this trip today would experience that because the full moon's on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be no exception.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Javi, are you listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app?
Yes, I am. I don't think there's a radio station up here that carries you.
No, they don't. So the app is the way to go, no matter where you are.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Hey, Javi, thanks for calling us from Sacramento. Appreciate that. Please join us again.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. We're going to talk to Dave. He's calling us from Ramona this morning. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you very much for taking my call, and thank you for the show. I appreciate this show for however long you've been on, and I'm glad you guys still carry on.
Thank you. 28 years strong.
That's right.
That's a pretty
good run. That's a good run.
That's a great run. Hey, I've got that two-part question. One, I'd like to know a little bit more about the new low end, the average charter size, the sleeping quarters, the galley size, And then I've also got a charter coming up on the Pacific Voyager, a 3.5-day trip that I've got 4 open spots on that I'd like to open it up to your listeners. It's leaving on Thursday, the 21st of this month at noon, and returns on Monday, the 25th at 6 a.m. Price is $840, includes all your food. We still have 4 open spots. We got a limited load of 18 people on this boat. And they listeners can call me at my phone number, 619-247-9829. And I'd really like to know a little bit more about the new Loan, because I'm always looking for another boat to charter. And also wanted to follow up with the kite gear. You guys supply your own kite gear as well?
Yeah, we have kite gear on the boat. If you have your own, you're welcome to use it, of course, but we do have some.
What about charters on the new Loan? How does
we do charters? I mean, as far as the number of people that you want to take, that's sort of up to you. I mean, if you want to go on your own and charter the boat, that's fine. But on our multi-day trips, we cap it at 24 people is the most we take on 2-day trips and longer. Certainly take less, and I encourage that, but right. It's up to however much each person wants to pay and that on the charters. So that is how we do with charters and number of anglers. So that is up to you as a charter master to decide, with 24 being the max. The size of the boat, it's 65 by 24 foot. Pretty similar size to Mark's boat there, the Pacific Voyager.
Low to the water, super comfortable. I love the boat.
Yeah,
I absolutely love the new Loan.
Our galley's small. I'd have to say that's the biggest drawback on the boat. We don't seat a ton of people in there. It's enough. Usually we seat a 12 people. We can up to 14 if necessary in one seating. But if you want a big galley, we're not the boat to go to. That's the trade-off. We've got super wide rails going up the side. You could have 2 really big guys passing comfortably, no problem. And if you got big fish going,
that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. It makes a big difference, I think. So
big
that's the trade-off.
We got
plenty of bait. We
RSW, of course, you were on the Royal Star when Tim and Randy developed the whole RSW system, so you were one of the pioneers in that.
Yes, we were there when we started doing it. And we take real pride in how our fish turn out. We're very careful with them. I think, you know,
oh, yeah.
If you're looking for quality fish coming off a sport boat, I don't think you're going to find anyone that does a better job. I really don't. There's a few that do as well of a job as we do, but there's nobody that does it better.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. If you're somebody that's really into the care of your fish, you could for sure shop your boat by talking to the fish processors. And I don't care who you take your fish to, if you asked them, they would say exactly that the fish that comes off the new Loan is very, very much top notch. And that just all has to do with the handling of the crew and what you guys do and how much effort you put into that.
It's a lot of extra effort, a lot, and we make sure it happens.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Dave. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back into them. We're going to talk to Eric, who's called us from San Ysidro this morning. What's up, Eric? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good show.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, this question's from Marcus. Being that I've been a intermediate angler, pretty much only done like half day, three-quarter days, never done a full day or overnight. So I actually have done full day, but no overnight. And being that I'm kind of new to that, most of my gear is like 20 to 40 pound stuff for the fish that you catch out there in those type of ranges. So my question is about your rental gear as far as for catching and landing the big fish. Do you guys provide like all the like a flat fall? Should they be fishing on that, or any of the spectra that you guys need for that? And then my second question is about the kites. So when you're flying the kites and you're on a charter boat, how do you guys choose who gets to land that fish? Should you guys hook up? Is it kind of just on a rotational basis? Or do you guys split the fish? I'd hate to go empty-handed and not catch anything if that was the case. So
great question.
That's my question.
Ooh, I didn't keep a list of all those questions. As far as kite rotation, on my boat, what I do is
I got a bag full of tag numbers up in the wheelhouse, and I just randomly write up a list, and we go through.
So you don't go start at number one and work through?
Right? No, because, we do our best to try to keep it fair. Get 20 minutes at a time, or until you hook one, and then we go to the next person. At least we do that to start. If, you know, we caught a bunch of nice fish, then we start just putting people up that haven't got one.
Sure.
So we try, you know, it's impossible to do it perfectly even all the time, but we do our very best to try to make sure that everyone gets a shot up there with a bigger bait, whether it's on a balloon or a kite or whatever. We do have kite gear as far as rental gear. I don't have rental gear on the boat. They do have nice rental gear at Point Loma Sport Fishing, which is the landing that we run out of. And they do have nice two-speed outfits now for fishing a flat fall. Right now, if you're going on a 2 3/4 day trip or something, I would definitely tell you to rent a 60 or 80-pound two-speed setup.
Yeah. But his 20 to 40-pound gear will do fine.
You definitely want to bring it.
Yeah.
You want to bring it right now.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that'll be the majority of what you're going to fish.
Maybe.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
You never know. Yeah.
But have a heavier,
Right now, if you're going on a day and a half or longer trip, you have to have a heavy outfit. Or otherwise, you're wasting your money.
60 plus. All right. Very good. Hope that helps you out, Eric. Time to go.
Those are great, man.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, I want to give a shout out to a Let's Talk Hookup regular Michael Mayer, who's been ailing his back. He's been down and his back. He missed all of our Let's Talk Hookup Live broadcast this year, and Michael's still hurting his back. But we just want to give a shout out to Michael. Say, get well, Michael.
Get well, buddy.
We need you to come back to those Ford remotes next year for sure.
Nobody's got the ability to win cool prizes like that guy, man. Some people just have the luck with them. And
Two in a row.
Yeah, he's certainly one of them.
Yeah.
So we'll get better, buddy. Glad to hear you're hopefully on the mend.
Indeed. Let's jump back on the phones.
How about we talk to Todd, who's calling from San Diego this morning. Todd, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Great show, as always. I know that Marcus is always out there slaying the tuna. I was wondering what his most common bycatch might be.
Bycatch? When we're tuna fishing?
Opa?
Yeah, there's not a lot of bycatch.
No, we don't get a lot of bycatch. Yeah, I don't know. Skipjack?
Skipjack is a bycatch, yeah. Is there still a lot of skipjack around?
Not where we're fishing.
Okay.
No, but if you go look for them, you could get some. Yeah. I can't say we get a lot of bycatch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not sharks and things like that. You just don't see that much anymore.
And you know what you're stopping on these days? You know, between gyros and sonars and the crew that's on these boats.
I would have to say when we're fishing in shallower water around some of the banks, we do get some bycatch on rockfish. And a lot of times that's in deeper water. We're not allowed to keep them. And if they're nice ones, or drop them back down. A few times we've been fishing on the 43, you know, we've had to have the rockfish release rig ready because
sinker rigs
or flat falls, or, you know,
sure.
get different rockfish.
Enough.
Sometimes cow caught even as bycatch. So that's not common, but we have gotten those as bycatch while tuna fishing.
Yeah, indeed.
I got a question for Marcus. Not on that, but you know, we talked about it with Captain Tim, and I know it's not a fair question to ask, but when you're out tuna fishing, if you had to choose one, what would you fish with or without, your sonar or a pair of, or you or your lead crew member in a pair of gyros?
Good question.
What's the more important tool, do you think, for finding your fish on the boat?
That depends on the day.
Trust me, I know that. I am very aware that that's not a fair question to ask.
I'd rather have the gyros, I think.
Is that right? Wow. Visual.
Well, if I still had the fathometer, if I could...
up and down.
Yeah, if I had... I'd rather have an up and down
and
a pair of binoculars.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right.
But they're of similar importance... But sometimes one would edge out the other, the sonar and the gyro.
I mean, there's times when you don't catch anything with a pair of binoculars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all and there's other
and vice
times.
Versa,
right.
Sure.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Todd. Hey, when we come back, I'm out of here. I got to go catch a plane to Keys and going down to Marathon Key to do some scuba diving with my buddies down there. And looking forward to that. And I'm going to leave it in the capable hands of Rick and then tomorrow Corey for sure. And when we come back, a lot more from Marcus Medak, Nulo Ann, and Rick. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Great time on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Good times, good phone calls, man. It has been super busy. If you want to join us for this last half hour, again, we want to hear from you, 833-288-0973. Phones are packed, Marcus. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Sam. Sam's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Hey, before I ask my question, I want to say, I caught my over 100-pound fish, right at a little over 100-pound fish on 40-pound on Marcus's boat, and that was that's actually been like my big feat, you know, landing that thing. It was a great trip. But my question is, now everybody's fishing these yellowfin, and on the last trip I went on, a lot of popped off on the circle hooks. Everybody was like, this brand is bad, but you know, that was a big conversation on the boat. But the my question is, would you fish J hooks even though the bluefin are around with these yellowfin, or would you stay with the circle hooks?
If I thought there was a good chance of hooking a bigger bluefin, I would stick with the circle hooks. For good school size yellowfin fishing, I like the J hooks a lot better. But, you know, if I thought there was a good chance of hooking one, I would hedge my bets and stick with the circle hooks.
Is the reason you like it better just ease of pinning a bait on, ease of getting the hook into the fish? What is it that you like about a J hook for that school size yellowfin? Cost, ease,
me,
everything? Yeah.
I think you miss less bites. Mm-hmm. I think it's easier. I think you miss less bites. You get a bait on there easier, also. And you got less chance of screwing it up. So I think for school size fish, I think they work better. I think you catch more fish on them.
And it's like
it's not just easier. It's like exponentially easier when you start talking small hook and small bait, you know.
Right.
Pinning a circle, pinning a big, you know, 2-0, 3-0 circle hook through the nose, not that big of a deal. But trying to put a number 4 circle hook, like, in the shoulder of a bait and not manipulate the bait
too bad. It's really
hard.
And
it is.
It is. It so if it's not an issue where you're worried about getting chew-offs on a bigger fish, I think the J-hooks they're fantastic. It's a better tool in that case. However,
yeah, you said the magic word is chew-offs.
If you think you've got a real chance of hooking a nice size bluefin, they've got big teeth, and as you know, that the advantage with the circle hook is that your odds of getting chewed off are much, much lower. So,
and you see it happening when that fish is at color. It's just so cringeworthy. Like, they're just so notorious
for
shaking their
head.
You see the rod.
That's it. Just watch them slowly swim away.
Oh, man. I don't even like talking about it. Sam, did that answer your question for you, buddy?
It does. Thank you.
Hey, man. Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up, we talk to Steve. He's calling us from Newport Beach. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Steve.
I'm here.
All right. What's your question, Steve?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. My question is this. I was on a long range or a day and a half trip recently out of one of the landings in San Diego. I won't mention which one. It was considered a long range trip, and they did not offer a filleting of the catch, in which case we took our catch to the processing center for vacuum sealing. Curious how you handle that on the new Loanne. That's my question.
Longer trips like the one we got in this morning, we pretty much take them all to the processor just because filleting it just isn't feasible and doing it right and not screwing it up. Normally on our day and a half trips, we do offer filleting on the boat as an option. Or you can take it to one of the processors.
And the processor is typically always going to be an option when the boat comes back, especially with a good load of fish?
In the morning, they're always... A caveat here, I am one of the part owners of one of the processors, which is 5-star. I think it's a great service. A lot of my passengers like it because, it's just you end up with a real nice product. So we are... It's always an option on the trips we get back in the morning. Sometimes the logistics in the evening are very, very difficult, although we have somebody at the shop all the time, so somebody can always drop their fish off. But on a day-and-a-half trip, at least on my boat, typically you have the option of either taking it to one of the processors, either myself or Fisherman's Processing. They do a fantastic job also. Or getting the fish cut on the boat. However, on the bigger bluefin, we kind of discourage cutting them on the boat with a new tuna. They're not new anymore, but the tuna fillet rules, you're not allowed to cut any of the loins up. You have to do it in one piece with the skin on and everything. And it's just, you're taking something that should be a really beautiful project or a product, it's impossible to do it right. You just can't. Smaller tuna, you could still do it, and we use bigger fillet bags now than we used to, where we can get in there and still end up with a nice product. It's impossible on the big ones. So on the big ones, we...
Yeah, 300-pounder trying to keep loins attached.
Even a 60, 70-pounder, you can't do it justice. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it.
Great call. Steve, appreciate the phone call very much. All right, how about we jump right back into them? This time we're going to talk to Tom, and Tom's calling from Temecula this morning. Tom, thanks for joining us here with Marcus.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Marcus, how would you compare this season to last season? And my other question is, I know flatfalls haven't been quite as popular, or at least they haven't caught as many fish this year as last year, but have you seen any other artificial lures catching bluefin, like knife jigs and I also bring up the issue of squid. You know, bluefin love squid. Has anyone tried squid, like dead squid for those bluefin?
We tried a bunch of them last night. We didn't have any luck last night. So the squid, yes, sometimes that does work well at night. We have had good catches doing that. The best fishing we've had when it's like that is when they're on squid. You know, it's the same old thing. You sort of have to match the hatch, fish whatever they're on. And if there's a lot of squid around, bluefin like it a lot. Mm-hmm. If there's not a lot around, they're not keyed in on it, sometimes you can't catch one on a squid. So it depends on the timing. I don't know why they're not biting jigs at night very well this year. For whatever reason, whatever they're feeding on, I think last year we had a lot more red crabs around, and it seems like when they're on that red crab, they bite the flat falls real well.
Hmm.
I think, maybe, I don't know.
They're still bluefin, which are just, they're always one step tougher.
Exactly. That being said, we've caught quite a few bluefin on flat falls and other jigs, similar jigs, this year.
You wouldn't want to go on a trip and not have it.
You absolutely want to have them, and we've caught some big ones. There have been quite a few caught on the Colt snipers this year also, especially daytime. I think it's a little bit, you know, slimmer profile when they're on bait sometimes, on, you know, on fin bait, on anchovies and stuff. Those work better, I think, sometimes in the daytime. You just have to make sure that you upgrade the hooks. The stock hooks don't work at all.
We saw, at least from the boats out of our landing, there, you know, a little bit of mix of preference on what they like, a nice stout J hook or one of those real stout treble hooks. Do you have a preference on how you like to re-rig the Colt Sniper?
I think I like the heavy duty assist hooks, the J hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Those assist style hooks, I think, they're kind of a game changer. They make such a huge difference in the amount of jigs that get shaken. You know, I think that solid connection, I think it really makes it a lot easier for the fish to spit the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the older style, like, you know, yo-yo jigs that we used to do, we just have a lot of fish where they'd stop and shake their head, close the boat, and you end up spitting the hook. And we see that a lot less with those assist-style hooks. They just don't have the leverage, I think.
Okay. That's good. That's good info. Tom, does that answer your question for you?
You bet. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, we're going to head out to San Pedro, talk to Joe. Joe's on the line this morning. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. And actually, besides the question in a moment, I just wanted to compliment Marcus and his boat that we hear about San Diego having the world-class fishing fleet that it is, and your boat holds up to that reputation and makes it what it is.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, you guys got an outstanding
boat. That boat's been doing that a long time, though. I think it's been doing that since 1961.
Well, it's you guys are holding up to it, but you know, everybody's got a question, but I want to compliment your crew. You know, I was on there the other week on an overnight trip, and one of my rods wasn't working very well. The line was old, and before I knew it, your deckhand, Frank, I want to compliment Frank and the rest of the crew. I turn around, the guy strips off my line without me asking, puts on another, a bunch of mono on it, and he knew I wanted to use that reel even though I had other rods to use. So, yeah, I compliment the crew.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. I'll let them know.
Yeah,
and
cool.
But besides that, you got the fishing gods watching over your boat, because on that trip, I don't know if you heard or not, but the guys are catching tune on the stern. I had to lift up my hands to let the guy go under me, and next thing you know, my rod goes in the gear. It goes flying out of my hands like a torpedo in the water. I think it's gone. Next thing you know, the deckhand is saying, "Does someone lose a rod?" And they bring this thing up. I get my rod back, and you know, it's a great day. So if anybody listening,
that's pretty cool.
You want great food? You want a great crew? Adam was great. The guy's on the deck working like he's a deckhand. You don't even know the guy's a captain. And you get your rod back, and the fishing gods are
working. Well, we can't promise to get your rod back, but we can try to make the other stuff happen. So I appreciate the compliments.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Man.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Joe.
You.
That's awesome. I think you got a customer for life with Joe, man. That's pretty cool. So yeah, and you're not kidding, man. That boat of yours has some serious fish catching history, man. And it's very cool to watch
it
continue.
It's really cool. There's always been a top guy that's had that boat, really.
Yeah.
You know, just look at the guys who, you know, it was Dick Gaidosh and going all the way through. Both the Sanson brothers and then Nick. It's been always really good guys that have had it. It's always been one of the top boats, and we're stoked to be able to keep up that reputation.
Yeah, that's cool. It's got to be fun for you. It's got to be really fun for Adam to get to. I mean, that is, like you say, there's never been a time where the New Loan hasn't been a highliner of boat, and it shows. I mean, you guys keep that boat in fantastic shape. I mean, that's a lot of years of being at the top, and you know, and that was something that Tim had talked about. Like all the better operations, you're certainly being one of those. The boat is in better shape now than what it was back then. You know, you make all the modifications that make things better, and it's constantly, you know, you just, that's one of the boats you
constantly have to make improvements. And, you know, it's got some time on it, so we gotta take care of it. But, you know, fishing is one of those things where you gotta just keep making the upgrades as you go. Otherwise, you're left in the dust.
Yeah.
So it's you gotta do it. You gotta do it, and it's fun. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Most of us, we all like tinkering around with our boats a little bit. It gets frustrating, but at the end, you see it improvements that you've made, and you're stoked. So we like it.
That's cool. Keep the old girl running.
Exactly.
Like it. Paul and Bellflower, you're up next with Captain Marcus. What's up, Paul? Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, great fishing, isn't it?
Pretty cool, man.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So Marcus, I have a trip. Sorry it's not on your boat, but I've
we'll forgive you.
Okay, thank you. But it is with another guy named Marcus on the Fury out of Dana Point. So anyway, we're basically going to be doing big bluefin or bust. So since you were so successful, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing what we should really stay focused on with our gear. And I am bringing a kite, and it has three rig clips on it, so we can send up that and do that.
Three
what,
at a time?
What should I really – well, I mean, if you want to get crazy, yeah. But anyway –
I don't think I would do that. But.
I don't think so either.
Oh, come on. No guts, no glory.
All right.
So just let me know what I should focus on and to be successful, like the trip you just came off of.
You got to be in the right place at the right time is most important. Right now, there's chances of doing that. You have to make sure that you have some heavy gear ready, both for the kite and for fishing bait or jigs. You definitely want to have some heavy jig set up. Like I said, there have been some great big ones caught at night here lately. Not a lot, but a few, so you definitely want to have a shot at that. If you guys have time, I would definitely try to make some bigger baits, some mackerel. We have caught some bigger fish here lately on mackerel, not a ton, but a few. It increases your odds a little bit. And not just big, heavy gear. Like I said, we've been catching a lot of nice-sized fish, maybe not 300-pounders, but very beautiful bluefin on medium-sized tackle, 40-pound gear, and smaller hooks because the baits have been small.
You mentioned that, you know, you're wanting to, you know, go bluefin or bust, and I think one of the things, if that's your goal, you need to be fishing for that fish, you know, and if you're talking to, like, you know, Marcus, on your last trip, you only had one fish under 100 pounds. If you hook a 100-pounder on 25-pound and a number 4 hook, your odds are so minimal.
Well, you're not going to get it.
You're just not. There's always an anomaly that happens, but you just don't. You know, I mean, sure, does one every once in a while get caught? Yes, but 95% of them go away. Like, if your goal is to catch a big one.
We've caught a few 100-pounders on 30-pound, but we hook a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they bite. Sure, they bite that line great. You know, that's how it works. But if your goal is to catch 100-pounder, you need to be fishing for it. And it sounds like what you were saying, that to do that, the smallest tackle that's acceptable, where you still see a fair rate of success, would be 40 pound right. and a two speed.
40
and
pound,
and a
good quality fluorocarbon. Mm-hmm. If you can get some of the blackwater, that 35 pound blackwater is the lightest I would fish. It's fantastic stuff. I know Dylan's been having some production issues and it's really hard to get a hold of right now, but if you've got somebody that hasn't been used to fish a lot and now they have it and they've got a bunch of it, I would grab it. He's going to get a bunch. It sounds like hopefully he's got another run coming on the market here soon. So if you see it, I would grab it.
But if you showed up with 40-pound blue label Seaguar, you know, the heavier duty and a good hook.
A lot of fish on that.
Yeah.
A lot.
You could go into the shop today and buy it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Good call. All right, Don. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump right back into him. Talk to Mike. Mike's calling from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice. Hey, if I was to win that overnight trip on the land,
yeah,
and I take my gun, but what should I? What line? What hooks? What? You know, real.
We're talking about next summer. You know, I would, on average, for the most part, we're fishing 25 to 40 pound gear. But, you know, you got to call me a few days before or the week before where I have some idea. Because right now, I don't know.
Yeah. if you were going tuna fishing overnight out of San Diego, you would never be wrong having a 25 pound outfit, a 40 pound two speed outfit, and the last 3 years, a 60, 80, 100 type pound two speed outfit. You know, one of those. If you had that three,
but most of the time, if you've got 25 pound and 40 pound, you're covered
for most
90% of the time on an overnight trip.
And you'd mentioned that Point Loma has some, you know, premium two-speed type, you know, because that's...
They do.
Let's face it, that's an expensive outfit. And big fish tackle, I always say that at the shop, big fish tackle is the hardest thing to buy because it's the most expensive.
And you don't
and
use it very
you
often.
You use it the least often, you know, and that's not always easy on the budget. And, you know, your
however, I got to say that, you know, there's a lot of nice two-speed reels now that are...
You are dead right.
They are not expensive anymore. I mean, they used to be a really expensive piece of equipment, and they're not anymore. They're flat out. Those Pen Fathoms are awesome reels, and they are really, I mean, they're inexpensive. And we've caught a ton of really nice fish on them. And they're just not expensive. They're not. It's not a big deal to buy one.
That Pen Fathom and that brand new Shimano Speedmaster, like those reels are extremely capable. They're under $300. I mean, you could get a Speedmaster, you know, 16.
I mean, when I was a kid, an old one speed 50 wide, it was $500 back then, and that was a long time ago. Yeah. I mean, this is a way better reel for what we're doing for, you know, if you look at the cost of inflation, it's less than a quarter of the price. Yep. It's huge.
Yeah, there's very good options in the tackle buying world these days to get it done. And you're right, and having a two-speed reel with the style of fishing that we're doing right now and the size of fish we're doing, that's a must-have piece of gear.
Right.
When those reels first came out, I remember that same thing. Like, oh, you don't ever need that until you're talking about 80-pound or 100-pound, but... You're a 40 pound two speed outfit, you can do some damage on it. You mean you can still be in the driver's seat when you hook a 100-pounder.
Oh yeah.
That's it. Hey, again, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's next up talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City. What's up, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Great day at Tackle Day last Saturday, man. That was an awesome day there. But my question is, you know, I caught a seminar there by Frank LaFresti. What a great seminar he put on. And I don't know, maybe this question was asked today. On that tackle connection on my big 50-wide 200-pound Spectra, Frank was saying he likes about 25 feet of fluorocarbon and then avoid that connection with the mono. That way you only have two knots you're dealing with instead of three. I was wondering, Marcus, what's your feeling on that? Do you like to come off the Spectra with a mono and then a short piece of fluorocarbon and then your hook? Or what's your feeling on that set, on the big reel? Now, I'm talking that 200-pound Spectra.
Depends what I'm doing with the big reel. If it's for the kite, we fish a monofilament top shot, you know, 200 pound. And then we've got a, for the kite, we like to have a crimped, you know, pigtail or heavy swivel connection on there so we could put new pre-rigged leaders on there, nice and easy, fast.
And that gear's all out of the water, so it doesn't need to be stealthy.
Exactly. If we're talking about fishing big baits on 130-pound or 200-pound or something where we're worried about fluorocarbon, then, yeah, I would go. I certainly wouldn't be splicing in a short piece of fluorocarbon right before the hook. I definitely wouldn't rig that. So I'm a little. I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not do
big,
that.
Big heavy sardine fishing down below. You just run
a straight fluorocarbon. Yeah. And me, I just go. I don't like playing with tackle. I'm not like Rick. So I just go up to Ken's shop up there, Ken's Custom Tackle, and I go buy a bunch of pre-made Winon leaders. I do make the loop and the Spectre, and then we just do a loop to loop. In fact, I just bought out his stock of 200 pound ones the other day up there, and we caught a couple nice fish on them here yesterday. So they work great.
Jim, hope that answers your question, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call. When we come back, we're gonna find out what lucky guy's going fishing on the new Loan. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup Bappin Network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing for charters or regular open party schedule. Check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner going fishing on board the new Loan on an overnight trip next season. That is going to Eric in San Ysidro. Eric, congratulations. As you heard from everybody else, man, there is not a better boat out there. You're going to have a great time on the new Loan. And Marcus, fresh from the boat, man, we really appreciate it. You didn't even get a chance to catch your breath before coming in here, but we sure appreciate you.
Or even take my deck boots off.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to talk about it, there's still scales on a shirt. That's how fresh off on the boat he was. Well, we really appreciate it, buddy. If somebody wants to get in while this is happening now, like, this is the time to go, and how do we go fishing on the new Loan?
Easiest is online at pointlomasportfishing.com or Yeah, that's probably the easiest. Or call Point Loma Sport Fishing, 619-223-1627. They do all my open party bookings there. That's by far the easiest way to do it.
Great office, and they'll put you in touch with what trips are available, when to go. It's easy yep. to go fishing on the Lowan.
Easy.
Dig it, man. Awesome. Well, great. Appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to another great show coming for you tomorrow. Dale Hightower from Seaguar is going to be joining us, talking all kinds of great floral, all kinds of great fishing. You stay tuned. That's tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Let's Talk Hookup App and Network.